Kalidas Kolhapur, an 8-time member of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly, MLA, showed confidence in the upcoming Maharashtra elections 2024, saying that he aims to enter the Guinness Book of World Records by winning his 9th consecutive term in office since 1990, ANI reported. I've been an MLA for 8 terms and will break this trend and enter the Guinness Book record after winning my 9th consecutive term, Kolhapur told ANI. When asked what were his expectations while contesting the election for the 9th term and after remaining undefeated in Maharashtra polls, Kolhapur said, in politics, nothing is surprising. If you approach politics commercially, it's tough, but if you do it wholeheartedly, serving the people, they'll surely elect you again. In my area, Wadala Nigam constituency, history shows that once an MLA is chosen, they rarely get re-elected. But I've been MLA for 9 terms, breaking this trend. This time, I will win my 9th term and enter the Guinness Book record, said Kolhapur. BJP has fielded Kalidas Kolhapur from Mumbai's Wadala constituency. Kolhapur has continuously changed parties and constituencies, going from Shiv Sena to Congress and finally BJP, but has not lost a single election since 1990, ANI cited. Kolhapur, when ANI asked about his winning mantra, claimed, I serve the people. Many media channels asked, Kalidasji, what magic have you done to win people's hearts? My answer is simple, the people love me, and I am connected to them, I always think about their well-being, that's all. When ANI asked about his transition from Shiv Sena to Congress and now BJP, said, since Balasaheb Thackeray was there, I have worked in Shiv Sena. My parents gave birth to me, but he gave birth to politics in my life and was my political guru. Narayan Rane and I worked day and night to take Shiv Sena forward. Shiv Sena was a party like gold, but these people did not know how to handle the party, that was a big mistake. It is not good to say too much because that party gave birth to me and this is my principle. In 2019, when I joined the BJP to address the needs of my constituents, the then Maharashtra Chief Minister completed important projects in my area, including the redevelopment of BDD Chawl and the police housing colony, along with mill workers' wages. These initiatives continue to benefit the people of Maharashtra today, he said. Asked about his thoughts on the Mahayuti's victory, Kolhapur told ANI, leaders like Devendra Fadnvis, Eknath Shinde, and Ajit Pawar worked tirelessly at the grassroots level, never hesitating to take decisions. They effective handlers of situations. Mahayuti will win the Maharashtra polls. The opposing party job is to criticize, and if they don't talk about winning, their supporters will lose interest. It's their business to oppose and praise themselves. And Kalidas Kolhapur, a veteran Indian politician from Maharashtra, proudly said that people from different religions, Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, and Parsis, love him and faith in his leadership. Kolhapur's political journey began in 1985 as a corporator. Before that, he used to work as a calendar operator at Mumbai's Modi store. Recalling his past struggles, he said to ANI, I didn't sleep for 8 years, working day and night. I worked the night shift in my company and daytime I worked for the society. It was tough, but I persevered. My hard work paid off when I won my first MLA seat in 1990. After that I never looked back. Elections for the 288 assembly seat in Maharashtra will be held on November 20th, while the counting will take place on November 23rd. The opposition alliance MVA, consisting of Congress, Shiv Sena, UBT, and Sharad Pawar NCP, aims to regain power in the state against the ruling Mahayuti alliance, which includes Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena, Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and Ajit Pawar NCP.